Let's call the Committee on Banking and Insurance to order. And Gabby, will you please call the roll?
Chair Boyd.
Here.
Senator Broxson. Senator Brandis. Senator Burgess. Senator Gruters. Senator Pasadomo. Senator Rodriguez. Senator Roussan. Senator Stargell. Senator Stewart. Senator Tadeo. Senator Thurston. A quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Gabby. COVID-19 precautions will limit access to Senate Legislative Committee meetings, although members of the public will be able to remotely testify at the Donald L. Tucker Civic Center. Anyone wishing to testify before committee must fill out an appearance card and hand it to a member of the sergeant staff at the committee center, or excuse me, the Civic Center. These appearance cards will be delivered to the committee administrative assistant. As time permits, public testimony will be taken on each of the committee agenda items. Should you select to waive your time in speaking time, your position will be read into record. And to be clear, our decorum standards are the same for the Civic Center as they are for the Capitol. We'd ask you to silence all electronic devices and observe social distancing guidelines. So thank you for that. And with that, let's just get right into it. First, we'll take up tab one, CS for SB 360 on fire prevention by Senator Hooper. Senator Hooper, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Senators, good afternoon. SB 360 extends the grace period by which high-rise buildings are not required to comply with local authorities' minimum radio signal strength standards by 5 years. Local fire authorities set minimum standards for signal strength throughout buildings within their jurisdictions in order to ensure consistent fire and rescue communication capabilities. The bill also provides a two-way radio communication may be used to comply with the local authority's minimum radio signal strength, but may not be required by local fire authorities in buildings of 4 stories or less in height. And finally, it clarifies that a prohibition against installing and transporting radio equipment that utilizes law enforcement frequencies does not preclude the installation of two-way radio communication enhancement systems. That's the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Hooper, for that explanation. Are there questions on the bill? Seeing no questions, are there appearance forms on the bill? No appearance form. Is there anyone at the Civic Center that hasn't filled out a form that wishes to testify on Senator Hooper's good bill? We will take that as a no, unless somebody appears. Is there debate on the bill? Seeing no debate, Senator Hooper, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I know you have a packed two-bill agenda, so I'll say briefly that I've been working with the fire chiefs and the fire marshals to come up with language that is reasonable and acceptable and makes sense and makes sure that the building owners of every municipality or jurisdiction does not have to comply with this if the local municipality or jurisdiction does not have adequate transmission of their own. So we will continue to work as this bill moves along, and thank you for hearing the bill, and I urge your support.
We have no doubt you will, Senator. Thank you. Having closed on his bill, Gabby, will you please call the roll on CS for SB 360?
Senator Brandis. Senator Burgess.
Yes.
Senator Gruters. Senator Pasadomo.
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez. Senator Roussan.
Yes.
Senator Stargell. Senator Stewart.
Yes.
Senator Tadeo.
Yes.
Senator Thurston.
Yes.
Senator Broxson.
Yes.
And then Chair Boyd.
Yes.
And Senators, by your vote, CS for SB 360 will be reported favorably.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Senator. Next up, we'll take up tab 2, Senate Bill 1434, on disposition of unclaimed property by Senator Wright. Senator Wright, you are recognized to explain your bill. And I do see you have a strike also. Would you like to take that up first?
We sure can.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And by the way, let's read that in record. That is barcode 460-696. You're recognized.
Again, thank you, sir, and thanks for helping us with this bill. And this amendment agreed upon by the department will affected to provide several changes, setting up a cap at 30% for claimants' fees over 25, provides that if a will or trust instrument is included in the contents of a safety deposit box provided to the department, that the department must approve or provide a copy of the will, trust, or amendment upon request to anyone who provides the department with evidence of the death of the testator. And it renames the new forms for claiming unclaimed property. And that is the amendment, sir.
Thank you, Senator. Are there questions on the amendment? Questions on the amendment? Seeing none, we do have appearance forms on the amendment. First, we have Meredith Stanfield with the Department of Financial Services, I believe in the audience, waving in support. Thank you, Ms. Stanfield. Anyone else at the Civic Center that wishes to testify on the on Senate Bill 1434? Oh, excuse me.
No, Mr. Chair.
Barcode 460696. No, thank you. Okay, there any debate on the amendment? Seeing no debate on the amendment, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
Wave close, sir.
Thank you, sir. Now we're back on the bill as amended. Are there questions on the bill as amended? Would you, I'm sorry, I'm quickened to remind myself that you didn't get to explain the bill, so
no problem.
Please do that. Well, let's
Thank
back
you
up
very
just
much.
A little bit.
Yeah, no problem. So the bill comprises changes to the Department of Financial Services divisions of unclaimed property. And this bill creates a uniform form for third-party claimants' representatives. And those are the entities other than the state that work to reunite consumers with their unclaimed property. It will increase the limit for which electronic claims to be filed with the department from $1,000 to $2,000. And it creates a cap, which we just changed from 25 to 30, creates a cap of the fees the third-party claimants' representatives may charge for recovery. And I'm supposed to tell you that Jimmy Petronas says that I should say that if they want to call fltreasurehunt.gov, go online, it only takes 30 seconds to check out the website. But I have a feeling that what's really going on is we have a large population yet that don't use computers. And maybe 20 years from now, this won't be an issue. So today we need these people to help find those funds. And that's the bill.
Thank you for that and for that shameless plug. Are there any questions on the bill as amended?
I have a quick question for
Senator Brandis.
For James, though. James, didn't we change this a couple years back? Didn't we go from 30 to 25 a few years back, and we're moving back up now? Do you recall this?
So there have been changes through the years. I think right now we're actually at 20% if you don't provide a disclosure to the property owner about the fact that DFS is holding the property and that you can go to the website or contact them by mail. But if you do provide that disclosure, there is no cap, and that's current law.
All right, very good.
Other questions on the bill as amended? Nope. All right, and we have one appearance card. Again, Ms. Meredith Stanfield with the Department of Financial Services, waving in support of the bill. Thank you, Ms. Stanfield. Is there anybody else at the Civic Center that wishes to speak to 1434 as amended?
No, Chair.
Thank you. All right. Is there debate on the bill as amended? Any debate? Seeing no debate, you are recognized to close, sir.
I'm going to wave close. Thank you.
Having waved close, Gabby, will you please call the roll on CS for SB 1434?
Senator Brandis. Senator Burgess. Senator Gruters. Senator Pasadomo, Senator Rodriguez, Senator Rusan, Senator Stargell, Senator Stewart, Senator Tadeo, Senator Thurston, Senator Broxson, Chair Boyd.
And senators, by your vote, show CS for SB 1434 as amended will be reported favorably. Congratulations. Thank you, sir. Well, that takes us. Does anybody has any? Anything else in order? Hang on just a moment. I'm alerted that there were some folks at the Civic Center that I guess didn't have cards in yet that wanted to testify on the first bill, but we've already kind of moved through it and passed it, so unless there's objection, we'll keep moving it. I don't know that it does a lot of good to go back to there now unless anybody has a disagreement with that. Okay. We will move on. Well, this is the end of the road, it seems, for this committee. First, I want to thank President Simpson for giving me this awesome responsibility as a freshman. I fill big shoes, or had big shoes to fill with Chair Broxson and his leadership over the past couple of years. But you guys have been a terrific committee. I think we've had some great issues that we've, you know, kind of dove into deeply, and we've accomplished a lot through this committee. So I think you should be proud of your work on behalf of your constituents. And I look forward to our next year together after this. So over the summer, we'll be working on different things. If there's things that are important to you that we work on, I would please ask you to reach out to the staff or reach out to me, and let's have those conversations. But certainly I would be remiss if I didn't thank and tell our staff director, James Knutson, what a rock star he's been through all of this. You're bright, you're helpful, you're almost too deferential, but that's okay. But I appreciate your leadership and your guidance through this, because you've helped us with some very tough issues. And Kurt Schrader, William Arnold, Lisa Johnson, and Gabby for your work. So thank you all very much for helping us navigate through these important waters. So I look forward, unless something happens that I'm unaware of, being back in the chair next year, and we'll look forward to working with you all as we move forward. Does anybody have anything they want to say?
Mr. Chair, in the back here.
Senator Thurston.
Mr. Chair, I too want to thank you and staff for running an excellent committee. We have dealt with some tough issues, and I think that you certainly have been open and fair to addressing and hearing those issues. I, of course, want to continue our look into the banks as we move forward in terms of maybe getting rid of some of these instruments for the unbanked and trying to give more opportunities to them as we move forward. I know that you've assured me that we will look into that, but I just want to thank you for your leadership and thank you for how you ran the committee.
Thank you, Senator Thurston. It's always a pleasure working with you both in the other chamber and over here as well. So those are very kind comments. Thank you. Anybody? Senator Stewart.
Thank you. I was appointed to this committee, and I had no idea what was going to be before me, but it turned out to be one of the more enjoyable committees, and I think that is thanks to your leadership and all the staff that have helped us through some of these difficult issues, particularly to understand them better. If you're new, you need to have an extra amount of time with people. So thank you so much, and thank you, Chair.
Thank you. That's very kind. Anyone else? I mean, keep saying nice things about me. I'm fine with that.
Mr. Chairman?
Just kidding. Yes, sir. Senator Roussan.
Thank you very much, and I want to join the bandwagon and congratulate you on the way you ran this committee. But also, I want to underscore the point that Senator Thurston has been making. There's an area of St. Petersburg that we call Midtown, and according to a 2012 Pinellas County Commission study, it's the largest pocket of poverty in all of Pinellas County. And we had difficulty getting a bank to come into Midtown or a grocery store, and we worked real hard to make those two things happen. There's a huge population of unbanked, and I think the banks bear some responsibility for why they're not coming into these communities. In fact, it was a GTE credit union that finally opened up in the heart of Midtown to provide financial services other than some of the other financial services companies that exist. So I just want to underscore that point, that there's a need for us to take a look at that. Thank you.
Thank you, and I know we will be talking about that, and Senator Thurston will help us in those, and you as well, in those conversations, so thank you. Anyone else? Any other further business? Seeing none, Senator Thurston moves we adjourn. Without objection, we're adjourned.